If we turn our attention back to the world of cricket, David Saker is the coach of the Melbourne Renegades, getting ready for a big summer of Big Bash activity in the Red Top, and we love that around these parts. Saker, of David Variety, welcome to you.
Welcome, Huff. Thanks for having me on. $13, not many people are thinking we're any good, so if I could have a bet, I might even have a bet myself. But
well, don't do that, because you can't do that. But if you... But if you need me to have $10 on and we have lunch on the back of the win, then that's okay.
No. Well, it's probably understandable after the last few years we've had, but yeah, we're confident we can be very competitive and have some good wins this season.
So I was keen to talk to you about that, because I'm a Renegades man. It's been a tough couple of years, and we need to get back on track. So what do you do to change the whole mindset of the group, of the club, I suppose, in this Big Bash campaign?
I think it's just making sure that the players are really clear that not the role that they're playing in the team. I think they look like they were a close unit last year, but I think they lost their way with just a scene that they weren't really knowing their role when they were coming in to bat. And again, some of those are younger players, so it has to be quite clear to them. And, you know, with the last week or two, we've been drilling that into all the players in the team, so... we're pretty excited and we're pretty confident that they'll stand up to it.
Dave, you got a new skipper, Nick Maddison. He's new to the club and straight into the hot seat. Take us through his leadership capabilities.
Well, he's someone that seems to thrive under leadership. So Aaron sort of floated with me that he was wanting to step back from that role. So Nick Maddison is probably the one guy that stood out that can do it. You know, he's very well liked in the dressing room. He's very calm under pressure, so that's the sort of leader that we need. And he's got ambitions to be a really good captain, so I think that's exactly what we wanted, and I think he'll do a great job.
He's unfortunately playing too well. It means he's playing for Australia A to start the season, which means you miss him initially. What are you looking at the start, David, with the fact you've got Marsh injured, Aaron wanting a bit of a break, and then Nick with the Australia A team? And that's a cruel blow to start your year.
Yeah, and you put Marcus Harris in there.
Yeah, of course.
You're taking away probably four of our better players. But, you know, the exciting thing with that is that we get an opportunity to play some of our younger players, see what they're made of. They're not guard by losing. They don't coming in when the team's losing. It's the start of the season. They've got nothing to lose. And, you know, we're really confident that they'll stand up, and we're happy that they're going to get the opportunity. Obviously, it would be nice to have our best players playing, but, you know, we're going to learn a lot about some players in the first three games.
I wanted to ask you about that, because I'm really fascinated to see how you're going to use and how you're going to get the best out of the likes of Mackenzie Harvey, Jake Fraser-McGurk. These guys have got so much talent and kind of the future of Victorian cricket, not just Renegades cricket. They've got a great opportunity to take their cricket to a new level.
Yeah, I suppose Mackenzie has had quite a good taste of it, and he probably would have played no matter what the situation is. But Jake Fraser-McGurk is a ridiculous talent. You know, he's sort of Glenn Maxwell, Steve Smith sort of thing as a young kid. So, you know, there's something there, and we're really hoping that he can, you know, showcase his talents. But, you know, the problem with sometimes the younger players in 2020 cricket is the way they solve problems and problem solving. So that's the thing that, you know, the better 2020 players do really well. And we're sort of drilling in all our younger players to how to think through the situations, how to play in a certain situation, but we still don't want to take their natural talent away from them. So, you know, that's a balance, and we're trying to get that through to them, and it'll be so exciting to watch them play and do that.
The move back to Marvel Stadium, but playing games back at Marvel. I mean, are you training there? Have they got the wickets set up at Marvel in preparation for all this?
No, we haven't had a session there yet, Half, but we're on there the night before our first game. So, we're hoping that the wickets will play the same all the time, whether it spins, whether it seams around. As long as we know exactly what it's going to be like, we'll be really happy. You know, we need some sort of home ground advantage. So if it's different every week, you don't really get an advantage, do you? So, we just want it to be the same every game, so we get an idea of who to play and how to play.
Well, we'll be spinning to win at the Renegades, or we like a bit more speed on the ball?
We've got some good options, I suppose. I suppose James Pattinson being retiring from international cricket gives us some speed. Obviously, Cameron Boyce and Zahir Khan, Mohammad Nabi gives us a bit of spin, and Kane Richardson, Will Sutherland, and Jack Prestwich are also good pace. So we can probably go both ways now. I suppose if James Pattinson wasn't available, we'd probably be going pretty spin strong, but we might just have a good look at the wicket and then play it off from there.
How have the last couple of days gone in your eyes? There was the Academy games, I think, on Tuesday, another game yesterday. How's it looking in the Renegades colours?
Yeah, we've seen some really good things. We haven't probably batted at the top as well as we could have, but we've found a lot of things out, which is good. And I'm confident if we get a good start with the bat, our middle order can really hurt them. Will Sutherland, Jonathan Merlot yesterday were amazing at the back end of a game, so against Hobart. And Will Sutherland's been good in every game. So we're confident if we can get a good start, our middle order can really hurt the opposition. But again, our young top order, we know they're going to be young, they're going to make some mistakes, but we know they've got the talent as well. So if they can come off two or three times early in the season, I think we'll get off to a good start.
This is your second stint at the Renegades. Are the expectations different this time around for you and for the team?
I think the expectations are always the same, Half. We're expecting to compete and go really well at the back end of the competition. Just because we're coming off, a couple of years of not playing that well doesn't mean we... 2020 cricket is something you can turn around really quick.
Yeah.
And once you get on a roll, you can sort of string some wins together. I'm not sure. Brisbane Heat only won six or seven games and scraped into fifth for the finals last year. So if you get in the finals, then it's anyone's game. So our expectation is to make the finals and then go even further. But we know from over the last few years it hasn't been as good as it's like. So we just got to get in a really confident headspace and play well early in the season, and you never know.
There's a bit of mail around that you've been a bit of almost like an Uber driver, a babysitter for your international players over the last period of time. Can you confirm this?
Yeah, I had to check my job description when I first got here. It's been tough because the women's Renegades went really deep, so there wasn't many people around helping. So I became the manager, for Uber driver, but. Yeah, it wasn't a good opportunity to get really close to the international guys and get to know them. So it was, it was a busy few days, but it was also productive.
Did you do any cooking as well for them or anything like that, or did they do the cooking?
Well, you'd be amazed when you get Asian players in the team. They find chefs all around the team. But the great thing is they're never short of getting food, and you always got to keep pretty close to them because you always get a free feed somewhere.
That makes sense. Why did you hang out with David's brother at Shepparton a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, Trevor. Yes.
He's a bit of a legend up that way.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We had a great chat to Trev. He's as passionate about cricket as I am. I didn't think I'd find someone as passionate, but we had a great chat, and he's still playing.
Yeah, well, that's how stupid he is. He's playing nearly every day. He finds a game of cricket somewhere. He's a cricket tragic. I couldn't think of anything worse than playing a game of cricket.
Trevor was actually on the phone to my dad a couple of days ago organising a game up at Mansfield in a couple of weeks. So it's just every day. It's veterans cricket. He's amazing, the amount of cricket they play. They play more than the professionals.
Yeah, every time I talk to him, he says, "Oh, I've got to play cricket tomorrow." this and this. And, I'd rather fish or play golf, to be fair, but each to their own. Well,
if you're falling short at some stage and you lose a couple of players, there's always Trev up your sleeve to roll in, mate. At least he'll have his eye in.
yeah, that's exactly right.
But you won't need him Tuesday night against the Strikers to kick off the campaign for 21-22. Tuesday, 7:15 at Marvel Stadium. Get along, all you Renegades fans, and see the boys in action under the tutelage of David Saker. Appreciate your time as always, Sakes. Go well.
Thanks, boys.